The A's are taking on the Rangers, and Oakland hurler Kendall Graveman was in control from the outset.
The 0-2 struck him out looking with a comeback fastball at 95 miles an hour over the inside corner. 1-2-3 go the Rangers, and we move to the second.
Here comes the 2-2, swing and a miss, and Napoli strikes out on another Graveman fastball. Graveman has set down 7 in a row. We head to the fifth. Nothing here in Arlington on the Texas Rangers Radio Network.
I guess if he gets Gomez here, there'll be a no-hitter alert sent out all around the baseball world. There's the 1-0 pitch. And a ground ball deep short, backhanded by Semien, drops to a knee, gets up, throws high, but on the bag, Alonso, and he got him. And that's as close as the Rangers have come to a hit. Nice play on both ends. Semien almost lost his footing completely, and that would have cost him. But it is a 1-2-3 inning for Graveman, a shutdown inning. And after 6, he has a no-hitter and a 1-0 Oakland lead on the Rangers Radio Network.
First pitch to Knapp. There's a high fly ball, well hit, deep left center field. This one's got a chance. It is gone! Mike Napoli deposits one into the Oakland bullpen with 2 men out in the bottom of the 7th. He not only breaks up Kendall Graveman's no-hitter, he takes the shutout away as well. The Rangers are on the board trailing 2-1.
And the pitch is hit high in the air to deep center field. Gomez is going back. He approaches the track. He's at the wall, and it's gone. A two-run homer for Alonso, a towering shot to center. Gomez was getting ready to jump, but wasn't in the right position and really never left his feet. As the wind played tricks with that, a two-run homer, and the A's have broken it open. A three-run inning. It is 5-1. Back he comes, 1-2. There's a high fly ball to center field. Carrying well. Back is Davis at the wall. He leaps up, and he's got it. Falls down on the track and hangs onto the ball. Circus catch by Rajai Davis. What a tremendous play that was. As he takes an extra base hit away from Ryan Rua. There are 2 outs, and Elvis Andrus is coming up.
Excellent defense from Davis helps the A's to a 6-1 win. Kendall Graveman doesn't get the no-hitter, but he ends up going 7 and allowing just 1 run on 2 hits. Yu Darvish, meanwhile, falls to 3-10 lifetime against Oakland. After erupting for a season-high 10 runs on Friday, the Rangers are held to just 1 on Saturday, and Jeff Banister's club is now 1-4 on the young season.
Do you see any differences in Darvish's first start and his second?
Yeah, I think he was had a little more command. He only had the 3 walks. One, the leadoff walk, that really was one that, the only one that scored off of him. But I felt like that he had better command today. Elevated fastball at times, but really the cutter and the sinking life on a fastball was good tonight. So mixed in some curveballs to get him off of the fastball. Couple of extension fastballs that were hit fairly well. The hits were extra base hits. It felt like there he was still strong. Vaught was able to get enough on a ball to score the run, but I felt like the sequence of pitches in that inning was good for him.
2 things that were topics of repeated conversations with us this spring. Eliminating walks by the starting pitchers, by the pitching staff, and Dot in general, and mistakes. How would you assess how this first week has gone in terms of those things?
Well, obviously, Evan, you answered your own question with that one. I mean, the elimination of walks or limiting the walks. So you're not going to eliminate the walks. Walks are going to happen, but limiting the walks, obviously, we've got to be better at that. The mistake, we try to make a play from first base to get the lead runner. We don't get to throw there. Obviously, we want to be better on defense. We talked about that. We're not where we need to be on defense.
What was making Graveman so effective against you guys tonight?
Graveman had a heck of a night. Good running life on a hard fastball, nothing straight, and then a cutter that in on the left-handers away from the right-handers. It was electric stuff. He didn't give up until Napoli hit the ball out of the ballpark. I don't think he had much hard hit off of him. So, I mean, a guy like that has a night like that with the stuff that, I mean, it made it very challenging for our hitters tonight.
Yu Darvish took a tough luck loss in this game. The right-hander goes six innings and allows just a single run with five strikeouts, and he walked three batters as well.
There's like nothing special to it. I just feel like that there were some tough calls that I thought I executed the pitches, but I didn't get a strike call, and I got it behind the count, and I walked the guy. I wanted to get him out, but it didn't work it that way. I mean, it is what it is, and then it seems like he's not calling strikes on the pitches down in his zone, but that goes both ways. He's not calling strikes on those pitches down in his zone for their guys, too. So,
Nomar Mazara was among those baffled by Kendall Graven and company in this one. The young right fielder went 0-for-4 with three strikeouts in defeat.
Nomar Graven was very efficient through those first seven innings. What was he doing that made him so effective?
You know, his pitch, his two-seam was moving a lot today, so that was his best pitch all night. So he just kept throwing it, and he was able to locate it wherever he wants to. You know, sometimes you got to tip the hat to the pitcher, you know. So, yeah, I think that was why he felt good trying that. You know, when you feel good doing something, you're going to keep doing it, right? So he was able to locate it wherever he wants to, so. And we try to go out there and battle and put a good swing out, but we couldn't do it.
Do you know? I mean, obviously, when your pitcher's throwing a no hitter, you know about it. You know what's going. You know, does it take you a while to realize that their guy is you know hitless through six?
No, like in the third inning, I think Odor yelled, "Hey, he's throwing a no hitter. Let's go!" So we kind of knew. So in the third inning, he started yelling, "Hey, let's go! He's throwing a no hitter." So.
Right. For you defensively, the play in right, did it get lost? Did the wind pick that up? That's like, a play you usually make.
Yeah, you know, he hit it, I put my head down and start running, you know, and by the time I get behind the wind took it like this way, so I was like kind of going this way, but it was already too late. Took me, tip my glove, and the wind took it, but, you know, I think next time when the wind is like that, you just got to keep my head up and see where it's going to be. You know, so.
Nomar, just for you guys wanting to take this series, that's what you're trying to do each time out is to win series. You still have a chance to do that tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have to do that. You know, this is the pass already. We're going to come tomorrow, early again tomorrow, and we're going to go out there and battle and try to get the W.
This series concludes on Sunday with Sean Manaea on the hill for the A's and Martin Perez making the start for Texas.